Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé. Your 90-day fiancé.
With Ali and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recrap. I'm Ali Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. Multiverse. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. I literally am having amnesia right now. What did we just do one on? Oh, yeah. Love has one call. And it's a doozy. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Where are we? It's really, really crazy. And Maria exposes her darkest secret, which is insanity.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's really crazy. I would love for you to listen and then call in and tell us if you do the same thing Maria does.
Someone on Patreon commented about it.
Really?
And it was like, I've seen this in multiple people.
They've seen it in the wild. Wow. Uh-huh. That's astounding. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a secret.
Shh.
A story. Talk about other reality shows. If you watch Housewives or Winter House.
All the Housewives. I got caught up.
You know what I just put on Peacock is Housewives Girls Trip.
I've never watched those.
I don't either, but it's New York reunion of Scary Island.
Oh.
Mine is Bethany. But old school New York, they went to the Bahamas and like everyone like flipped out and they got the girls back together to go to the Bahamas again. So.
Wow.
Get excited for that. So call us with whatever. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Let's get into this episode, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 10, For Better or For Worse. Jasmine and Gino. First of all, did you notice his outfit in the beginning of this episode?
No, I noticed his hat because I always notice his dumb hats.
Yeah, so he came in. I don't know, like, who picked this outfit for him, but he looked like Mumford and Sons, or like he was, like, trying to dress from Silver Lake. He was wearing a, like, Santa Fe big sweater.
Oh, yes. His sweater. So,
like, I look like I would wear it.
Yeah.
And
he's got good style.
Yeah, and a big, bigger than usual.
Yeah.
Brown, almost suede-looking fedora.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
I'd love to
try something new today. Well, it's hanging on his door, but I think that's mostly his baseball caps.
Yeah.
He has one of those door racks that you can get it, you know, like, I don't know, Bed Bath and Beyond. So do you want to get into what happens here?
So he comes into the room. Jasmine's sitting on the bed folding laundry, and Gino's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm cooking. What does it look like?"
Yeah, she's real snarky.
She's snarky. They'd she talks to him about the strip club thing still, and he does eventually apologize. He's like, "Yes, I should have told you." He's like, "You know, people go to bachelor parties all the time. Neos, it's just a normal thing to do."
Yeah. Did Martin go to a strip club? I can't imagine.
He went with a bunch of friends up to San Francisco.
And they just, like went to the opera.
They went to, like, dinner.
Went to see the ballet. Yeah.
That's like what he would do. He fucking loves the opera.
Yeah. Like, see, that's the thing is I know that there's a sector of men who do this whole strip club thing.
Yes. But most guys I know don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't date a guy who would want to do like a strip club woo woo.
No.
But I think, you know, it is, I guess, a tradition
for who
some
cares?
People. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, "Did you get a blowjob from the strippers?" He's like, "No."
Yeah. She's like, "Well, since I'm from another country, what else does this tradition entail?" Like, do they, you know, like touch you? Do you get a blowjob? Like, what is it?
Yeah. He's like, no, none of that. Blah, 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 blah.
And also, I don't think he has the money right now to get like a private room experience.
No, he can't fork over $100 for that. No way.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
No way. So then, yeah, they make up. I like that you put it his sad bird face, because when he frowns or when he's like, I don't know,
yeah,
what
his lips
face
go
is.
Down. If his mouth lips? Becomes a line. He's really thin lips, and when he gets like sad or and makes
it's
any
like a
expression,
legit frowny face.
Yeah, it's just like when you're making a sad face with like a circle and two eyes, and then just like an upside down like you.
It's That's amazing like how his face like. Does that. It's incredible.
Yeah, because Jasmine's like, "I'm afraid of you cheating, even though you've never cheated because of, you know, the lip gloss. And then, you know, I found all this stuff from your exes." And she's like, "I love you more than you know, Gino. Like, you don't understand how much I love you." And she starts crying. And then he makes his weird bird face and they
his
embrace.
Bird face.
Yeah, his bird face.
And then he takes her bowling.
Another great American tradition.
Another great. Look, I like bowling. Do you like bowling?
I'm not good at it, but I think it's fun.
Yeah, I always enjoy bowling.
Yeah,
I think
I'm a horrible
it's a fun
bowler.
Hang. You get to eat gross food.
Yeah.
You know, drink some beer, whatever.
Yeah.
Jasmine, as soon as she gets in the bowling alley, she's like, "It smells like shoes and farts in here."
Yeah. I think she's a super smeller. Because
everywhere
she goes, she notices the scent of the place first. I think she might be a super smeller.
A super smeller.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might be. Yeah. So, and then Gino orders like a bunch of fried food. He's like pretzels, chips, nachos. And Jasmine is just like disgusted.
Yeah. That's like the funniest part about all these couples. At the ones that come from foreign countries, they're like,
they're disgusted.
The American diet is disgusting.
Well, because these people, I feel like they all eat fried food. All the people on the shows, the Americans.
Because they're all like Midwestern.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one really from like New York or Los Angeles who's like, "Let's go to this."
That's all
new
I ate.
4-star restaurant. Yeah.
When I lived in Michigan, it was just fried food.
Well, that's all I ate growing up in like the 80s and 90s.
That,
I think clean eating is a new phenomenon.
That's a new thing.
Yeah.
So then Gino orders all this stuff and Jasmine's like, she's like, "I'm not going to clean the toilet with the disaster you're going to make."
Yeah, she's like, "You're going to blow up this toilet."
This toilet.
Yeah, and then Gino's like, "I'll just take a shit at the bowling alley. Don't worry about it."
They have a good time. They have a good time.
And when they're getting along, they do seem to have fun.
Yeah, like when they're happy and in a good mood, like they're fun.
I kind of get it. Like they do have a weird chemistry. Yeah, I don't understand aesthetically what's going on there.
I don't know.
You could say she's conventionally attractive. She's kind of like porny attractive, you know? And he is, I don't know what he is.
Your basic dude, you know?
He's a little bit below a basic dude aesthetically, but you know. Okay, sorry, Melissa, you're a Geno head. Sorry,
I'm a Geno head.
Yeah.
So they're bowling, and Jasmine loves bowling.
She's good at it.
She is. She's like, I'm good at everything, which
I believe. She's like getting strikes. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she does, her method is, like, she squats and she does it, what do you even call that?
Underhand, I don't know.
She, like, squats and does it, like, in between her legs.
Like child style.
Yeah, she does, like, child's pose bowling.
Yeah.
It works.
It works. And then Gino's like, well, I was like, he's like, where in the world or where in America do you want to go? Let's go on a trip. And she's like, Hawaii. He's like, okay, where?
Try again. Yeah. One more time.
Of course, that's like the most expensive flight of anywhere to go. And he's like, what about Miami? And she's like, okay, yeah, sure.
And they go.
She's never been to Miami, I guess.
Yeah. And I when he said Miami, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
She's going to love it and never want to come back, which is true. They go. They stay at this little like boutique hotel, which looks very small. And I'm like, did they rent out the whole thing for production? Because I didn't see another person there in the lobby or anywhere around the hotel. And the pool, they go up to like the pool on the roof, and it's like a very small pool.
It's very tiny.
And I'm like, I have a feeling that they just rented out this whole place for production, which is not important, but I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, they could have. What did you notice when she, right when they got to the airport, Jasmine stripped off all of her clothes?
Yeah. She took off all of her clothes.
Yeah, she's wearing like a sports bra and like tiny shorts. She's like, I need to soak in all the sun while I can.
Yeah. Also, she had bought a bucket hat, a rainbow bucket hat at some store or something at the airport.
But she loves Miami because obviously it reminds her of Panama. It's like similar climate, palm trees, the vibe.
People speak Spanish predominantly. Yeah.
The taxi drivers spoke Spanish.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that they don't live there, but Miami is pretty expensive, I would imagine.
More expensive than Michigan, for sure. I mean, they're like, you know, you could live on the outskirts of Miami, like just, I don't know.
He should cart her over to Miami because I think she'd be really, really happy, but also I'd be worried that she'd meet someone.
Uh-huh. She for sure would.
Yeah, and drop him in a second. So,
and then they FaceTime her son, Wance.
Yeah.
And
she makes Gino speak Spanish to him.
Uh-huh.
What does she call him? Papa? She's like
Papa Gino, I guess.
Yeah, Papa Gino. And I'm like, first of all, that sounds like a pizza restaurant. Papa Gino's.
Yeah, like Papa
Is it?
John's.
Papa yeah, it's John's. Like Papa John's. Yeah.
Papa Gino.
Papa Gino's. So they look like they're having a nice time. A couple that's not having a nice time is Rob and Sophie.
Oh my God.
So we pick back up at them talking about bisexuality, and Rob clearly does not have any understanding of what bisexual means.
No.
Like, bisexual is not an action. Like, it does not mean, it just is an attraction. Like, it's I'm attracted to men and women. Just like, well, I was about to say, just like Rob is attracted to women and not acting on it, but like he is. So it's different.
Yes.
But Sophie is saying, like, I am attracted to men and women. I think his concern is that she's never like acted on her attraction to women.
Right.
So is she going to want to do that at some point?
Right.
And I understand that concern.
Sure. And he said, but he just think he, in his mind, he's like, oh, Sophie wants to fuck a girl.
Yeah.
Right now, like immediately.
She's like, and that all she does is check out girls all the time.
Yeah. So he said, if you ever come up with the idea that now you want to meet a girl or now you want to fuck a girl, we fuck a girl. You don't just get to have a side relationship.
And I knew it. Like, I knew he was going to be like, okay, we have threesomes now.
Yeah. that's immediately where his brain went. It was like, oh, a girl. Okay, well, now we're going to have sex with a girl. Like, that's where it went immediately. He's such an idiot.
Yeah. And also, he's like, this whole time, you've just been checking out women. And it's so clear that, like, okay, so then he checks out women all the time because he can't, like, he thinks, like, attraction is, like, a constant. I don't know. Like, yeah. I'm attracted to men, but I'm not, like, walking down the street at all times being like, awooga, you know, yeah. Like I'm just like, being like, do I want to fuck that guy? He's do hot. I want to fuck that
Who's
guy?
Hot. You know, he's hot. Damn, that guy's hot. He's hot.
Yeah. It's like,
not,
I'm not
everyone's attracted to something.
Yeah. I'm not constantly walking around being like, would I fuck that person? Like, I'll see someone to be like, oh, yeah, they're attractive, but I'm not constant. I'm not like gauging.
Yeah. Like,
about
you watch a movie and you'll see like
it.
Idris Elba and you're like, damn, hot. He's hot.
Yeah, but I don't know. He thinks in terms of action because he's a cheater. And I think that was so revealing.
And Sophie said, she responded to that thing. She's like, well, my reasoning would be for figuring out sexuality. Yours would just be for fucking other women. So, like, I get how if she would want to hook up with a girl, I don't know. I don't know how that would be fair to Rob. Like,
right.
I don't know. I don't know how they would. Yeah. Of course, Rob would get jealous.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think like in a perfect world, it would be nice if a guy was like, yeah, you know, experience it once,
right.
You know, or whatever.
If you need to figure this out or like you want to explore this, like, let's talk about it more. Maybe we can both.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Have somewhat of like an open relationship for a while or something. I don't know.
I would understand, though, wanting to figure that out before you get married.
I do. Yeah, I understand that, too.
Because, I mean, when she says, like, figuring out sexuality, I don't know, that would scare me if I'm like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, she shouldn't get married.
Figuring it out. You know, like, bisexuality is, like, one thing. But when you say figuring it out, like, are you saying you're eventually going to want to be with a woman,
right,
or you're going to want to be in an open relationship? Like, let's figure that out now before we're in a committed
marriage. Yeah, they do not.
Marriage.
You can't get married. Don't get married.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for a lot of reasons. Yeah. And then they're in this like huge fight. And then she's
God.
Like, well, now it's time to look for rings.
Oh, and they go to this ring store and Rob is like in such a bad mood.
Yeah.
And like goes in there and like the guy's like, what are you looking for? This gold? He's like, cheap gold. He's like, yeah. I need you to show me the cheapest rings because this shit looks expensive.
He's so rude. And he's like, show me the cheapest shit that you have in here.
And Sophie's like embarrassed. She's like, I don't what? And like he's telling the jeweler. He's like, yeah, we have to get married in 90 days. But then she just told me something that, you know, she's still learning about herself. And like, when Sophie specifically said, don't tell people about, like, I don't want our business. Don't tell
this jeweler is probably like, this is not going to work out.
Yeah. So he shows that he's like, this ring is $1,000. He's like, nah. He's like, what? Yeah. Two rings for less than $500 or something. And he's like, yeah, we got this tungsten rings.
Yeah, they're basically like, I was looking at like my Aura ring and it's like the same. I mean, it's
tungsten.
Like it's like a man's wedding band. It's like,
oh,
it's just
right.
a plain, it's just like a plain like black band is what he got for like both of them. It seems it's like so ugly.
It's weird that like they're just in a bad mood. He's like, let's go get some rings, whatever, these will work. You don't need to get rings to get married.
It's just
you could wait until you find something you really like. I don't know.
Also, she had a diamond ring on her finger. Was that something that he had given her, or was that just a ring that she had like bought herself?
I think it was probably just something she bought herself.
Right. I like love that like she has diamonds for like she had bought, and then he's like, give me the cheapest shit you can for her. It was the least romantic thing I've ever heard.
I hate him.
To be fair though, I've read studies that like the cheaper the engagement ring, the more likely your relationship is to work out.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think that this is one of those cases.
Well, yeah, no, I can see how that, because it's not important to them.
And it's like the same with weddings. Like the more elaborate and showy the ring and the wedding is, like the more the relationship is as like kind of like a facade or for show.
I had a cool wedding.
Well, yeah, but your relationship is different.
I had a cool
wedding. Yeah, but you're also very like low key people. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Also, I wasn't friends with Melissa yet, so I wasn't at her wedding. So you guys need to renew your vows.
I know. We want to, and we've been married for 5 years.
That's crazy. Renew your vows.
And you know who? Ben and Paisley. They want to do that in Vegas.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm like, that's such a good idea. Like, we should do, in five years or whatever, a fun Vegas style.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, have Elvis do it.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'd be really, really fun. Anyways. Sam and Citra.
Okay. Did you see any of the stuff on Reddit about him?
No.
So I think he's missing his bottom teeth. Sam is.
Oh, I mean, that would make sense. He has no jaw. I know you guys don't watch
pictures of him before his drug addiction, and he has like a very prominent jaw. And there's like someone posted these diagrams of what happens when you lose your bottom teeth is your jaw kind of like,
oh, I'm sure, like
up.
Collapses.
The muscle moves up.
That's what, because he has like his whole family, actually, because we meet his family, like they have like meth face.
So in what's her name? Citra was even like making fun of his.
Yeah,
tiny
she's
face.
Like, your face your is small. Face. Your small face.
So he's at his brother Luke's house for a barbecue. Tells his family he's going to convert to Islam. And they ask if Muslims celebrate Christmas. And he says, no, I think Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah.
That's not.
No, that's a Jewish holiday.
That's Jewish.
They're so confused. They have no idea. For someone who's converting to Islam, they have no idea about.
It's crazy that he doesn't know. Has he read about being Muslim?
I don't think so.
Wikipedia.
He did buy a prayer mat. I think that's maybe the only thing he did.
He bought one of those shirts that she liked.
Well, she sent it to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if she gave it to him or he bought it.
Oh, I think. Yeah, I don't know. But she's coming to America in a week. And she's back in Indonesia. She said she's eating Indonesian food because in America there's no taste.
Yeah.
And then we learned that Sam got arrested recently.
Yeah.
Because he says he got pulled over and they found Suboxone in his car with no prescription bottle. So he said he got a prescription for Suboxone in 2022. And it's considered an opioid, and it keeps you from getting sick through withdrawal. So this is what people who are addicted to opiates take to help them.
And I know that from my prison shows.
Yes.
And in prison,
it's a very helpful thing that people take.
But the thing is that you can also get addicted to it.
Correct.
And so people get addicted to that. And then also, like, in prisons, they, like, sell it to people
It's considered an opioid, so it's...
Yeah. So you're trading kind of, like, one problem for another. And I think you're supposed to be on it for, like, a limited amount of time, like, during the withdrawal period.
Right.
To, like, help you, like, and then, like, taper off. But then people just, like, stay on it. So then they're just, like, addicted to Suboxone.
So he says the judge offered him a diversion program where he takes drug tests and classes for a few years to avoid jail because he got arrested because he had his bottle didn't have a name on it or it was like random pills.
But here's what I'm confused about. So like if he had a prescription and he just like had loose pills or something and you got arrested, you go to jail or you go to court. And you're like, yes, I had the loose pills, but here's my prescription. Here's my valid prescription.
Here's like the full story, though. Here's the full story. This doesn't make sense. Everyone read it. It was like, wait, won't you just tell the judge, here's my prescription for this?
Yeah, like if I had loose Adderall in my car or something.
Right.
And then I got pulled over and then I went to court and was like, no, here's my valid Adderall prescription. Yeah, they'd probably be like, okay.
So he said he missed the deadline to file this application so he could be facing jail time.
Oh, God.
But that's not the full story because the arrest records are public. So this happened March 2023. He was driving with another woman. The driver had no car insurance and a suspended license. So they got pulled over, I think, for speeding. She had weed on her. Sam had Suboxone, but also cocaine.
He felt like leaving that out.
He left out cocaine.
Yeah.
So that's why he got arrested. It wasn't just the Suboxone. It was cocaine and drug paraphernalia.
I wonder if Citra knows about the cocaine.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
It's public. It's in arrest records, and it's from this year. So he, because he claimed he'd been clean and sober for many years, and if he had cocaine on him, I don't believe that is the case.
No, and I don't think it was his friend's cocaine. And if you are sober, if you are sober, you shouldn't be hanging out with someone who's doing cocaine and pot.
Yeah,
I mean pot, whatever. But
And he missed the deadline to file that thing, which is an idiot move. Yeah, so he could go to jail.
Yeah, so imagine, like, she comes and then her husband just goes to jail and she's just like, I can't work. Like, what is that even, like, she wouldn't be able to work or do anything. So how is she going to be supported?
And her, I don't know.
His family lives in a trailer, it appears. So it's like, how are they going to sponsor her?
I don't know.
Nothing about it makes sense. And her dad and her two sisters are coming in 2 weeks. So they have to get married in 2 weeks.
Yes. And spoiler alert, they got married September 2023.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I guess he didn't go to jail, or maybe he got out of it somehow.
Oh God.
But yeah, they show him, he's cleaning his house. You know, at least he is cleaning his house for the arrival of someone. Yeah. It's like, thank you. Thank you for cleaning your house. He got a new bed. He got new pillows.
Yeah.
Like, great. Wonderful. That's great. Thank you for being respectful.
Yeah, they never do that.
And he's like, we're going to have lots of little white Indonesian babies in our future.
God, these people need to stop having kids. And then they meet at the airport. He picks her up and she just is like, your face is so small. You have a really small face. I'm like,
Your face.
This is but a like, nice romance.
Whatever, she likes them. They seem...
Yeah.
Keep together.
We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
Nikki and Justin.
Good Lord.
We leave last episode with Justin having told Nikki that he has had sex friends during their relationship.
Before they got engaged.
Right. And at first I thought that maybe it was like a misunderstanding of their relationship. But then we learned that they were not only just talking at this point, because Justin's like, we were just talking, but Nikki clarifies that they had gone on vacation together.
Right.
And she had already applied for the K-1 visa at this point.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I don't think he should have been having sex with other women if they were vacationing together and applying
for a visa. Like, he's like, I'm a man. He said something like, I have needs or something.
Yeah. He was like, we didn't discuss it yet. And it was like some weird loophole of like, we hadn't had the relationship talk. But it's like everything else kind of determined the relationship.
If you're applying for a fucking fiance visa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when people say like, I'm single until there's a ring on my finger. Like, he was practicing that.
It's just, so Nikki's pissed, angrily packing her luggage.
Yeah. But then she's like, I'll stay. She's like, I'm really tired, so I'll stay another night just to sleep it off. And it's like, you're going to stay together. Just, you know.
Of course they are. Justin's like, just so you know, I love you. I love you. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You love her
now money. I'm starting to think like, okay, I think he maybe just wants to come to America, and I just don't know.
I don't know because he seems like a very nice guy. He seems to like Nikki. I don't know that he likes that she sends him money and stuff. Is like, very supportive. It's kind of like a mom to him, I guess.
I think that that's, yeah, well, and she yeah. looks just like his she mom. Maybe like maybe it's just like a cultural difference of like, I had yeah. no idea we were exclusive until we really are. I don't know. It's
don't
just
know.
So weird.
I don't know.
Devin and Nick. Nick is my new enemy. Do you want to get into
oh
them?
My God. So yeah. Devin's dad is taking Nick on a boat. They're going to go hang out on a boat.
Yeah.
Just a man-to-man boat ride.
I'd be scared if, like, my future... Uh-huh.
I'm going to push off the boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to swim with the fishes. There's, like, a cement block. Like, what's that for?
Yeah.
The ballast.
Chains. Yeah.
So he said, the dad's like, Nick had some strong opinions on Americans. And he asks him again, he's like, well, you said this about Americans and the food and... He just, Nick straight up doubles down and is yeah. like, well, yeah, there's more fat people in America than Korea, and the sizes are much bigger than Korea. That's what I'm saying. It's not making
it
any
fair,
worse.
Though. I know it's not making it better. To be fair, though, they asked him, like, what do Koreans think about? So, like, that kind of sucks. But also, yeah. he could have said the positive things that Koreans yes. think about Americans. So,
yeah,
that's
he doesn't
on him.
Have to say, I yeah. do, yeah, like, I do think he. He doesn't realize how rude he's being.
He doesn't. He doesn't
so,
get it.
Yeah. I just think he doesn't. Yeah. And the dad asks him about the piggy nickname and is like, yeah. how does Devin feel about this piggy nickname? And he's like, well, she didn't like it at first, but now she's gotten used to it.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, I just kept saying it until she stopped being upset about it.
And the dad's like, well, that's not a good way to have a relationship.
Yeah. It's like verbally abusive. It's yeah. like if she didn't like being called piggy and chubby and he just kept saying it until it wore her down. Cool.
Yeah. The dad's like, is this going to how it's going to be your whole relationship where you're just like she has to get used to you saying mean things about her? Like, that's not good.
Yeah. No, it's yeah. not. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they go dress shopping.
Yeah, Devin goes dress shopping.
Well, first a dress comes.
Right.
And she tries it on. I thought it was beautiful.
I liked it too.
And actually, I think that's what she ends up getting married in. Because,
right.
Spoiler, they're married now.
Yeah.
TLC released some pictures of their wedding.
Oh, yeah,
and it
yeah.
looks like she's wearing that first wedding dress that she didn't
yeah.
like. But it was really beautiful. It was... Yeah. It was, what style was it? It was,
I don't know how.
It was yeah. kind of like a Korean style dress.
Yeah.
But it had gold on it. And she's like, right. I don't like the color gold. And I was like, it looks beautiful.
I don't know. I kind of liked
confused.
It.
I liked it. So then she wants to go dress shopping instead.
And she hates everything.
Hates everything.
Crying she in just, the dressing room.
She doesn't want her arms to show. And
yeah.
probably because she's insecure about being called piggy.
Yeah.
Fat constantly by
that's why
the person she's gonna marry
yeah it sucks.
And then the woman who works at the bridal shop is like comes out and talks to her mom and is like I think Devin might be a little upset. She's crying
a problem.
Yeah,
might be
she's
a problem.
Crying in the dressing room if you want to go check
if
on
you
her
you want to go something might be an issue.
Yeah. And the mom tries to check on her and Devin is like get out
and she takes off yeah. her mic pack.
Yeah, it's bad. Also, so she's released a lot of Instagram videos.
Mm-hmm.
She's Instagramming constantly. She looks beautiful. She has mm-hmm. lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But she still does not talk in any of the videos.
Oh. Well, because remember there was an article about her TMJ?
Right. But it was like during filming, I wasn't taking my TMJ stuff and I was
right.
drinking too much. But she's still not talking.
Well, maybe she's insecure about her voice now that people
yeah.
are like talking about it or...
Well, right. So I'm just wondering, like, is that just her voice? Because if it is just her voice, like, that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
But now it's just like it's all voiceovers, like it's all like pre-recorded. Not
I mean,
her
she
voice.
Seems like cool and like is able to like make fun of herself. Like she seems pretty.
Her videos
normal.
Are
like,
really funny.
Like pretty funny.
Yeah, but I'm just curious about
yeah
the voice. I don't know. I'm just interested. Mm-hmm. Finally, we have Clayton and Anali.
Oh, this is. You know what's so Clayton's like, I'm going to take Anna Lee, like, you know, somewhere, get a little taste of home. They go to a llama petting zoo because there's a lot of llamas in Peru. And Anna Lee's like, she's like, well, I live on the coast, so like, I don't even ever see llamas.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I mean, that's a thing in Peru, but it's not like a thing that I... that makes me feel like I'm at home. And she also talks about her diet has changed since being in America. And she says Clayton spends about 45 minutes in the bathroom at a time.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes I knock on the door and ask if he needs a plunger.
He's just always in the bathroom.
That's disgusting. He's probably jerking off because she's not, because she's not having sex with him.
Oh, no.
I know.
And she says Clayton spends all day on his computer.
Yeah, because he works on the computer and then like plays video games with his robot friends.
Yeah. And then they go to the Portuguese lunch.
Yeah. And what is the waitress says something. I can't remember what the waitress says, but she says something and Clayton responds being like, this is the most action I've had in.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's during the petting zoo, but he says something like, I'm not having sex. And this is the most action I've had in weeks.
They feed the llama. They put like a carrot in their mouth or something. The llama takes it out of the mouth.
Yeah, I think like the llamas start attacking him, kind of. Yeah, and he's like, this is the most action I've had in weeks. Like, she won't have sex with me. And Anali's like, what? Like, why are you telling people this? Like, this is so gross. Uncomfortable.
Gross. Yeah.
And then they're at lunch, and she's like, you haven't introduced me to your friends. And he's like, well, my friends are online. She's like, you only have internet friends? And then it was like, awkward. This is because my boyfriend before has been like, introduce me to your friends. And I'm like, we can go over to Melissa's
real
house.
Life friends. Yeah.
I just take him through my Twitter. Yeah, I know.
But his friends live in different cities, right?
Also, I don't think it's all his friends. I think he has one friend.
Right. He plays video games.
One guy.
He talks to that one guy. Like, they do like FaceTime
in San Diego. Yeah. So there's this one guy he's been friends with since 17 who lives in San Diego. And she's like, we need to visit him because I need to meet your friends and I need to do something here. Yeah.
Because like it shows her like going up and talking to him. He's sitting behind the screens and she's like, hey. And he's like, you know, like pauses what he's doing, like takes up, is like, hi, like she has interrupted him.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing? Like, you're playing video games.
And she's social. Like, I'm sure in Portugal, she's like going out and having fun. Oh, excuse me. So it's not a Portuguese lunch. It was a Peruvian lunch. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sorry. But I'm sure she's like going out and having fun and doing all this stuff. And then she comes to America.
He doesn't leave the house.
Dud. Yeah, it's just
like, she's so fucking bored.
Poor girl. I feel bad. She's gonna end up going back, I feel like.
Yep.
We'll see.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Wow! Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Then we have part two, 90 Day the Other Way, season 5, episode 22, the tell-all part two. So this is like the second part of the reunion.
Are there three parts, I'm assuming?
There's going to be three at least,
maybe
I'm sure.
Four.
There has to be a third, yeah. We're talking too much about Julio and Kristen.
It's crazy because like the first 20 minutes or so was just about Julio and Kristen. And it's,
yeah, and we talked about them last episode, too, the first part of the reunion. And I'm like, they were on for like 4 episodes and they were so boring. Why are we continuing this plot?
It doesn't make any, like all I heard was Julio recorded Kristen talking about a video she sent to another guy. And then Kristen calls this guy, her friend.
Yeah, so here's what, so Julio broke up with Kristen because he thought Kristen was cheating on him, which in my opinion she wasn't. So Kristen had a friend and she called him like Poppy,
yes,
in one of the text messages, and Julio was all upset, but the context was that the guy was talking about how many girls he was dating, and Kristen was like, "Ooh, aren't you Poppy," or something like that. And then one day Kristen sent him a picture or a video of her in a dress and was like, "Does this look good?" And that was all the communication between them. And like, I've done that. I mean, I do that to girlfriends, but like, I've done that to guy friends before I'm like going on a date, being like, does this look okay? And it's not me hitting on the guy. It's me wanting a guy's perspective on whether or not I look good before I go out with the person I actually like, you know? So Julio used this as justification to break up with her, but we learn that Julio met at a job a makeup artist
2 months before he broke up with Kristen.
Yes, who he started following on Instagram
that night,
and
that he met
that
her.
Night, yeah, and now he's dating that girl. So I think he just looked for reasons to break up with her, and then because he met this other girl who he liked.
And it's weird because everyone at the reunion is like on Julio's side. Tommy's the only one who's standing up for Kristen and was like, "What? Why did you record her? This proves nothing. Like, what are you doing?"
It's so obvious to me what happened.
Yeah.
It's weird. So weird. But I don't know. I think they, for some reason, don't want to like Kristen.
It's weird.
But it's like very obvious to me what happened here. I feel bad for Kristen. It's because Kristen didn't like record anything or be shady.
Right.
And she was just like kind of, she didn't at first reveal the whole story. And it's, I think it's because she's just like over it.
Yeah.
She's just like, he's an asshole, period. You know, whatever. Armando and Kenny, do you want to get into them?
So they are living in Mexico City. And Armando is like, apparently someone where they were living, someone got kidnapped and killed at a club the night after they were there at this nightclub.
Scary.
There's
a lot of crime.
So they ended up moving to a safer building with a guard now because Armando was concerned. So they moved.
Yeah.
And so this is fucked up. So they picked an egg donor.
Sad.
She went through the whole process, but the day she was supposed to do the egg harvesting, she didn't show up to the appointment.
She ghosted that.
Yeah. And that's like months.
That's so sad. Yeah, that really
fucking
sucks.
So they have to start over.
Yeah, because they don't, they aren't like viable for like their, they lose, like you can't just like keep the eggs, can you? Or do they?
What do you mean?
What? Like, okay, so they were ready to have to implant the eggs.
No, I think woman. She was doing the egg harvesting where they take the eggs out.
Oh, right.
So she didn't show up. They didn't get any
eggs. She wasn't the surrogate.
Oh, she was the egg donor.
She was the egg donor. Okay, got it.
And I think, I think the surrogate is separate from the egg donor, I believe is what they're doing.
Okay,
so they didn't get any eggs.
That fucking
And what sucks is that it takes a couple months because you have to do the shots. You do shots every day to get multiple eggs because otherwise your body just releases one. And so this is like, I don't know how it is in Mexico, but in America, like you pay for all of this.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
And there's a chance,
they just lost that money.
There's a chance that this woman could just not show up or disappear and you can't do anything about it. You have to pay and it's fucking expensive. You have to pay for all
that.
Yeah,
I wonder if like someone in her family wanted a baby or something.
That can happen. That can happen. But so they started over. They got a new egg donor and they have 7 embryos, which
that's
is
great.
A lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's amazing. So they have to decide whether they're implanting 1 embryo or 2 embryos into the surrogate.
And Kenny doesn't want to do 2 because
no.
Kenny did 2 before and then he ended up with triplets.
That's crazy because 1 fucking split in half.
Yeah, and Armando's like, let's do 2 to be safe. And Kenny's like, I do not want to be like Octomom. And
no, yeah,
like
I have
8 babies
who,
when I'm like 70 years old.
I have friends who implanted 2 because they just weren't having any luck. And the 2 ended up working. So they're like, oh, okay, I guess we have 2 kids now.
Yeah. I mean, I realize that that's a whole different story. But I almost would rather like implant 2 and then you never have to give birth again. You just like 2 in one shot.
Sure. Yeah. My fertility doctor does not do 2 because it can cause problems. He's like, I just do 1 at a time.
Yeah, I recently talked to someone who was having
my sister implanted 2 embryos and got 1, but
oh well, that's good.
Yeah, I was like, worried that even the 1 embryo was gonna like split. I was like, please do not split in half. Please do not split in half.
Oh my god, I would love it if you would like quadruplets.
Oh,
it'd be so funny.
My god,
the chaos you would experience.
I don't know. I would just leave.
Oh my god, I would be your babysitter.
I would change my identity, be like, I can't do this. I don't
like, you would gone, girl.
What?
Like, where's Melissa?
But yeah, and they said they've paid $74,000 total. I'm assuming
it is so expensive.
Well, the surrogate I think is at least like $40,000 or $50,000 just to pay.
Jesus,
that, because you have to pay for their living expenses, you have to pay for their food.
Yeah,
you basically pay for a woman for a year of her life.
Oh god, that's really
and
scary.
Then they can just disappear if they want, which is fucking anyway.
Oh,
but yeah,
my god, that's so terrifying.
Yeah, so
Also, I guess to talk about the word poppy again, I guess sometimes Tim and Kenny text,
right.
And Kenny or Tim, I can't remember who it was.
Tim calls
call
Kenny
each other poppy.
Poppy.
Oh, yeah, Poppy. And Armando is like, are Tim and Kenny having an affair? Tim is straight, Tim is allegedly straight.
Yes, he's straight. Yes.
Yes. So that was kind of funny.
And then they were talking about sex and strippers and SARPers, like teaching people dance moves, like stripper dance moves.
That.
And then Tim said he had a threesome with another 90 day person. And Danielle's like, I did too.
How did I miss that?
And I was like, huh? Who?
Oh my god, it's like the Bachelor Nation.
I'm
they
like,
have like 90 Day Fiancé Nation.
I want to know who.
What if it was Tim and Danielle?
Oh my god.
And so I would be so grossed out. I want to know who had the threesomes.
I know.
That's the tea that I really need.
I know.
Shekinah became my enemy during
fucking
this episode.
Shekinah. She's like Jibri at the last tell-all, who just kept like interjecting on everyone's relationship. It's like, shut up. You suck.
She is such like a pick me girl.
Yeah.
And she is like, literally, she's just like a men's right activist.
Yeah, defending all the guys there.
Oh, yeah. She's on the guy's side every time. So it starts with Holly and Wayne. Mm-hmm. So Holly came back from South Africa because her mom was sick.
Right.
And so Wayne was paying for things, but then his business got like messed up.
Right.
So when he needed supplies for his job, Holly was like, just put it on my card.
Right.
And eventually she went into debt.
Yeah.
And she can't work in South Africa. So she had to go back to America and like pay off her debt.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to pay off her debt for like two more months or something.
Yeah.
And Wayne has kind of like stopped speaking.
They haven't spoken in 3 weeks.
Yeah, which is crazy. Because
he says his phone battery keeps dying.
Which is like, it's someone goes, charge it.
I think Tanya's plug it in.
Yeah, plug it in.
Get a new phone. Get a new battery.
There's something wrong with him. And she's like, she says he won't visit her in America.
He's like, it's not my thing. Like, it's not my thing. I don't want to go.
And it's like, come for a week. Like, what do you mean it's not your thing?
And I'm like, does he have like a warrant for his arrest or something?
That's what I think, because he didn't want to do the K-1 visa to go there. And I'm like, okay, like that confused me. But the fact that he won't even visit. I'm
yeah,
like,
he's like, it's not my thing.
Wrong.
What do you mean it's not your thing? Your wife is there.
Yeah. If he won't even visit, something is weird.
It's weird.
But so this whole time, like Shekinah keeps defending Wayne, and she's like, Holly, maybe you're not emotionally there for Wayne. And, you know, maybe every time you call Wayne, you make it about yourself. So maybe Wayne feels lonely and isolated. Ugh. And like, how have you been there for Wayne? And Wayne always listens to you. Like, do you listen to Wayne? And then Sarper cuts in and is like, you know, the man should be able to express himself, and the woman just needs to diffuse the situation.
Huh?
Like, these two motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Are insane.
And Tanya, I think it was Tanya, was like, so you're saying the man has to be strong and then the woman has to be the one who's like, you know, soft and like, and he's like, yes.
Yeah.
And she's like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He's like, the woman has to hold in their emotions and the man can do what he wants.
Cool.
And it's like,
cool.
And Shekinah's like, yes, exactly.
God, she sucks.
Yeah, it's so gross. And it's the same with Kim and TJ, although I agree on this front, where Shekinah's just like, respect your man. Like, you just have to respect your man. And it's just, she's just so, she's so backwards.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get it.
No.
I looked at her Instagram and everyone was like pro her.
What?
And yeah. But I mean, I guess it's just people who follow her, but they're like, you know, people don't understand traditional relationships.
Oh,
and you
those
know,
people.
You, yeah. And ugh. It was like, you and Sarper are choosing to live your life this way. And if it's a choice, people should leave them. So I was like, oh,
like,
boy.
That's fine. You can do that. But you can't criticize other people's relationships.
Right. Like that
you
dynamic.
Do
you. You're taking away all your autonomy. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Do you want to get into Danielle and Johan?
Okay. So
bananas.
Danielle apparently said she had dinner with Johan and his family 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because she's like, I just want to make sure he's all right and has everything he needs and like is doing
what?
Okay. And I'm like, bitch, I would never talk to this fool again.
You don't owe him anything. Like, you don't. That's crazy. That's really nuts.
If you want to keep in touch with his family, that's one thing. I get that.
Sure.
But him, like making sure he's okay.
He's
fuck
fine.
Him. Who I don't. Yeah,
he's
doing great.
So she said that Johan had talked to at least 50 women while they were together. And she made this thing called a Sankey Panky page.
No, that already existed. She just posted on it.
Right. It's Sankey.
Yeah.
There's a thing called a Sankey Panky page on Facebook or something.
Yeah, it's like there's other ones, like there's ones in America where it's like, have you dated this guy or something?
Right. Because I'm in the Facebook group and I saw my hair stylist.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I was going to say. You're in one of those groups.
Oh my God.
It's like the Dominican Republic version where a scammer is, I guess, a scammer. Like it's a guy who like dates women and asks for money. Mm-hmm. And she went on the page and posted Johan.
Yes. And then she got so many replies of women being like, yeah, I sent him money. And I've been in a relationship with him. And apparently, so she has access to his Instagram account.
Right.
Because she set up his Instagram account.
Yeah, she set it up for him.
And so she
has. And his texts.
Yeah.
Because they come up still on her computer.
Yeah, because she's like logged into fucking iCloud or whatever. So she knows what's coming in, what's coming out. It's nuts.
I would fucking log out at this point. I'd be like, I have all the information I know, and it's time to just cut the cord.
It's really nuts. So,
yeah.
And then Johan's like, everyone's like, what the fuck? And he's like, you can all go to hell. He just tells everyone to go to hell. He's like, I don't care. You're a manipulator. It's like, you don't have, you.
No, he doesn't give a shit.
You have no excuse. He doesn't care. Like, it's weird.
No. Yeah. He's just like.
He's just a scammer dude. He doesn't care.
It's weird because in the first seasons where I saw them, I was like, wow, Danielle walks all over him. And then I was like, oh, wow, no, he's just like a bad dude. It's crazy.
He's a bad dude.
And then finally, there's Kim and TJ.
Yeah. So Yash is there.
Yeah.
Well, on Zoomed In.
On Zoomed In, yeah.
And he heard the scream. He's like, we heard it. It was crazy. And then of course Sarper chimes in and is like, Kimberly's attitude was too much, but Yash is Yash is not at fault when they like would argue.
And Yash at this point is like, says he has to support Kimberly, or like he says he has to remain neutral between Kim and TJ for the sake of their relationship or something. And TJ says, you know, I can't choose between Kimberly and my family. Like, right. I have to remain neutral. And that pisses off other men's rights activists, Andre. Because he's like, no, like, or I guess he's like, no, you choose your wife. Like, you and your wife are your new family. And TJ's like, no, culturally, you don't understand. Like, I can't just turn my back on my family.
And Kim says she's talking to the family more. She goes downstairs every 2 to 3 days.
That's so crazy.
Which like seems reasonable. Like, I don't know.
Go outside though?
Does she go outside?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't think she does.
Because she has to go downstairs to go outside. So I'm like,
right, because
when she
on
says
the
she go downstairs
second floor.
Yeah, she's at the top.
Or the top.
Right.
And they have a rooftop above them.
Right. So I'm like, when she says she goes down like every 2 to 3 days, does she ever go outside? I don't know.
Like, does she go to the store to buy food? Does she
just
explore,
like, walk around?
Go to a museum? Does she do any of that?
Get some fresh air. Yeah, I don't know.
But she's, according to Instagram, she's back in America.
Yeah, I think she's back in
America. And some people on Reddit are speculating that maybe she used this reunion as an excuse and she never ended up flying back.
Oh, interesting.
Because she's in the U.S., so, like, I don't know that she flew back and came back, so I don't know what the timeline is on that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then, so next week, because Brandon and Mary haven't really spoken.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't talked to them at all, so I think that next
week
we get into Brandon and Mary and see what's up with them. Yeah. But that was kind of it for this episode. Yeah. Well, let us know if you have any other secret information about 90 Day Fiancé threesomes, or let us know if you have started watching the show, because we would love to know if we got anyone to actually start watching. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90 Day Fiancé, baby. Say three.
sponsored by Acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.